Hey, thanks for joining us now for the plays of the week. Coach Belichick, glad you joined me here. We got big plays against the Texans. What are we looking at?
Well, the first play is is Deion's kickoff return. And kickoff returns, like a lot of plays from scrimmage, usually start with the double team. So here's the double team block right here on the three on the kickoff team. And, you know, not only is it important to get this player blocked, but to actually get some movement and to get him out of the way. So the double team block actually ends up, you know, out here, out of this running lane. And that creates the running lane for, you know, for the returner to come upfield. So the wedge and the backside returner here block the 1, 2, and 3. So we get this part of it sealed off. There's the double team block right here. And one of the key blocks on this play, one of the things that the Texans did a good job of is with fit number 52 here, Peters, is he likes to fold over behind the front line here and kind of sort of like a linebacker would play into that second layer. Here's Shea McClellan blocking him and keeping him from filling up into this lane. It also creates some congestion here with the kicker and the backside safety. The safety's unblocked. That's number 32, Nelson. And so when Deion hits it and breaks to the backside, it's Deion in the safety, and he does a nice job of avoiding the safety there, and that we're on the rest of the team. See, we got a lot of guys really hustling on this play here, and that's, you know, always a good thing, too. So
a lot of smart guys, too, pulling off, say, right there back at around the 25, where you could tell, okay, now it's on Deion. I don't want the stupid penalty of the block in the back, and you see it all across the league all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. No, this is really good good hustle and then good decision-making to pull off and not make a block 5 yards behind the runner that we don't even need. So, you know, big play for us there, well executed, and, you know, something we've worked hard on all year. Haven't had a lot to show for it on some of our returns like we did against the Texans, so it's good to see it show all that hard work show up and, you know, pay off in positive dividends. So, again, here's the double-team block with Brandon King and Bolden, so that takes that out. We do a good job here sealing off the backside with this is Chung, Hogan, and Langle. There's McClellan on the over the top block there on Peters, and then Slater, Devlin, and Geno Grissom are kicked out here.
That's one of those directional kicks too. You guys do this too, whether Steve will boom it through or you try and pin him right there in a two.
Right. And another good single block we have right here is Nate Ebner on this trap block. So he comes over here and does a good job taking out the five. So there's the space, there's the kick out block, and Deion hits it. And, you know, like any good back, good returner, being able to take advantage of a little space, make a guy miss, and finish the play.
Seems like he's got fresh legs, too. Sat out half the year. All right.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Well, a big touchdown pass here to James White. This is another third down and three type of play. And so the linebackers, you can see, are over here in man-to-man coverage. Easy read for Tom to pick up there with these two guys, the two linebackers, Cushing and McKinney, over there on Bennett and White. So James able to get through the traffic, make a little stutter move there right at the sticks, where I'm sure the linebackers are thinking that, you know, we're going to run an option route or some type of route there to pick up the first down. James double moves them, and there's the throw over the top for the touchdown. So
that's a good throw, because that safety's not 100% in that middle. He's sort of cheating that way a little bit too.
He is. Yep. I think that's Moore coming over and just can't quite get there. But good, very good route here by James. We've hit a couple of those, and he's matched up on some linebackers. He's been able to make some big plays.
All right, defensively here.
Well, this is a big interception for us again. Another third down and four situation. And they're going to run a Grimes back here in motion to get a stack look here. And Grimes is going to run an option route right here at the sticks. And Hopkins is going to run the deep route behind him. And we close on the option route here with Eric Rowe. And so Osweiler makes the throw to the flag route there. This is a great job by Devin. You can really see how quickly he transitions from being in the back pedal to not only driving to the ball, but actually gaining ground towards the line of scrimmage. He's able to undercut this route, make a good play on the ball, a good hands catch, go up and high point the ball and undercut Hopkins for the interception. So
is that similar to the type of play he made, I think it was Baltimore, divisional round, a couple years ago, where one was hit in front of him, then he read it later in the game?
Yeah, that was actually on an over route.
Okay.
This is actually
different route.
This is similar to the Denver play where he hit Demaryius Thomas on the sideline.
Right.
Instead of the flag route, it was a you know, a sideline route, but that same kind of break on the ball from the half field coverage.
Your defense was fantastic, too, third down, getting off the field. That's huge.
And then this was a drive starter. So the first play of the drive here with the ball on the 10-yard line, and we're in cover two, so the middle read here, and this is Hopkins on the backside. Again, Devin makes a good play here. You can see how quickly, again, he transitions from back pedal to driving downhill into the reception area. So, you know, right there with Hopkins going up for the ball gets tipped. Logan makes a good interception, leaves his feet, and is able to keep the ball from hitting the ground. And then, you know, we go from defense to offense. So, you know, quick reaction here to block the intended receiver and a good running, get the ball down to the 6-yard line. And, you know, this is really the, kind of the turning point in the game where we, you know, made it a 2-score game and kind of took put the game out of reach here.
All right, not bad for two Rutgers kids right there. All right, Coach, record 6 straight AFC championship game. Go get them this week.
All right, thanks,
Scott. All right, thanks for joining us on the Plays of the Week. See you next week.